Open the eye of wisdom. The eye that sees the self. The eye that is the self. When the eye of supreme knowledge opens, the ego mind disappears forever. be filled with the supreme light. The light that eliminates all darkness. And annihilates the illusion of ego. Be filled with God's radiant power that destroys all fear. be filled with the holy power of silent presence. Abide in the emptiness. That is filled with the Supreme Presence. Keep the eye of Shiva open. Shiva. Parameshvaraya. Om Namah Shivaya. Shiva. Om Shivoham. Om Tat Sat. We'll continue reading the words of Sri Ramana. We're at number 82. Jnana Chakshus. Chakshus means eye. So the eye of knowledge, supreme knowledge. Jnana Chakshus does not mean an organ of perception like the other sense organs. Nor are such devices as the television or telephone, etc., functions of the wisdom eye. They are more the demonic eye, I would add. So long as there is a subject and also an object, one has only relative knowledge. One is seeing only through the ego eye, not the eye of knowledge. And so knowledge, it must be understood, lies beyond the relative knowledge of subject and object that comprises the understanding of the ego mind and the experience register of consciousness that takes the phenomenal plane as real and as extended in space and time. The eye of wisdom is absolute, timeless, and realizes that all that occurs is a dream, and a dream does not take place in a real space. It is an illusion, an illusory space, an illusory time. The real is the timeless eternal self, the eternal light, and the eye of knowledge sees and is that light that is not divided into seer and seen. There is no division, no duality. There is only the I am I. So Ramana goes on to speak of Dakshinamurti. The original yogi. And he said he observed silence when his disciples approached him. Silence is the highest form of initiation. It comprises all of the other forms. There must be, in the other forms of initiation, subject and object relationship, or those forms of diksha cannot take place. The other forms are words, often touching, put one's hands on the head of the disciple and offering a mantra and various other means in which there is a dualistic relation between the teacher and the student. So Ramana says, in those other forms, the subject must emanate and then the object. Unless those two are there, how is one to look at the other or touch him? But all of that is illusory, and so you can't be initiated into truth through an illusory means. Truth means there is no guru outside of yourself. And yourself is not a being in a world separate from God. So the real initiation is the realization you don't need any initiation. There is no one to be initiated, because there is no beginning. Initiation means a beginning. There may be a new beginning in terms of the life of the consciousness that is awakened, but what one is awakened to is eternal, without beginning or end, and without otherness. So Ramana says, Muna Diksha is the most perfect. Muna meaning silence. It includes looking, touching, and teaching. And it is only that silence that is the presence of God, the only self, that will purify the apparent separate individual in every way and establish the disciple in the real. So that's the real initiation, in which the ego falls away and there is no one left to be initiated. There is no ego remaining, or it is not a true initiation. Ramana goes on to say, silence is the true upadesha. Upadesha meaning the highest spiritual instruction. It is the perfect upadesha, but it is suited only for the most advanced seeker, the one who is ready for the initiation into the truth and the real. The others are unable to draw full inspiration from it. They won't understand what does the silence try to communicate, because the ego is addicted to words. It wants meanings. It wants to understand the other, because it cannot yet grasp the self. So therefore those at a lower level of development require words to explain the truth, but truth is beyond words. The truth cannot be explained by words. The whole point of the truth is the transcendence of words, because language itself is embedded in the illusion. And so long as the mind is producing words, initiation has not begun. It is that realization that what you are is silence. And therefore you are the master over the mind and can silence the production of words so that the eye of Shiva remains open and you receive the supreme knowledge, which can only be received in the silence of the heart. So, truth does not admit of explanation in words. Words can only explain what is false and why it is false. They can point to the truth, but words never totally grasp the truth or embody it. Even if those words come from a sage who is completely realized and coherent and clear, the instrument of language itself is not adequate to the task of describing the real, because it is three stages derivative of the real. It is in the gross world. It is embedded in the illusion of duality. It is an instrument intended to function in that level. To use that instrument in order to rise to the highest states, that's the meaning of poetry, of literature, of the great, most precise uses of words. But they always end up pointing to silence. And they always, those highest words, say, annihilate the ego. Be free of words, because only then will you know God. So, all that is possible to do with words is to indicate the truth that lies beyond. I'll read one more of Ramana's teachings this morning. He asks, what is sa-rupa? Sa here, not swa-rupa, but sa-rupa, with form. What is form, that which has form, and what is arupa, the formlessness of the mind? So the mind has two aspects. One is sarupa and one is arupa. Your mind sometimes is with form and perceives form, and at other times it perceives the formlessness of the real. So, Ramana says, because most egos only experience the arupa level of mind in deep sleep, and therefore they're not present to it. They don't appreciate the formlessness because their consciousness has not developed to the point of being able to remain present. So Ramana says, when you wake up from deep sleep, a light appears. That is the light of the self passing through Mahat Tattva. Are you aware of the light when you awaken from deep sleep? There is a moment when the inner light becomes visible. It's there always while you're in deep sleep, of course. But as you're waking up, the ego realizes that light for a moment as it passes through that highest tattva into the lower tattva of the phenomenal plane. But only for a moment. But Ramana says that is called cosmic consciousness. That is arupa. The light then falls on the ego, which is awakening, and is reflected therefrom, and then the reflection of that light produces the body and the world that are then seen through the physical eyes of the body. This mind is sarupa. The objects of the world appear in the light of this reflected consciousness, but the light itself is called jyoti. The light itself is the jyoti bindu. It's the eye, the eye of Horus, the eye of Shiva. But it is misinterpreted, because instead of realizing you are seeing a dream and that you yourself have created the dream image, you are under the false belief that you're a real being in a physical world. And then you lose touch with the light that is the creative intelligence that is producing the illusion. So to awaken, one must silence the mind that is the entity, the engine that produces the illusion of time and space and interactions and karma and all of that, in order to realize the karma-free presence of the blissful self. So Ramana explains how to be liberated in a very easy, simple, and direct way. All one must do is follow those directions and open the eye of truth. May you be graced with the opening of that eye that makes you whole, luminous, transcendent, all-powerful, and free. May you know the peace that comes of opening the eye of wisdom that sees only the real and is filled with light that is power and love, truth, and real being that is eternal and free of all fear. May you use that eye to achieve the even deeper peace of realizing the illusory nature of the phenomenal dream field, and never be captured by interest in it, or seduced by it, or intimidated by any events that occur within it, and remain forever liberated from capture by Maya. And may you know the supreme peace of realizing that the all-seeing eye of the one God is the eternal self that you have always been, creating, sustaining, destroying all worlds that are produced by the divine imagination, that is the very eye that witnesses all that it sees and always remains beyond, untouched by the illusions that flow on the surface of consciousness, but never touch the depths of the real.